welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message entitled The Hour of Our Visitation. 2 Peter 1, 2 and 3 states, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, seeing that His divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and excellence." Beloved, we need to know our position in Christ. We need to understand what God says our possessions can be, and we need to know the privileges we have as individual members of the body of Christ. We need to know who we are and who we know, and as we do that, that will make all the difference as to receiving the benefits of the inheritance we have been given. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So what does that mean? If we're sons, then we must take the place and position of sons and of heirs. If we're an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ, then we then become recipients of God's vast resources from His estate, if you please. Our dad is incredibly wealthy. He owns the cattle upon a thousand hills. The silver and the gold are his, and he calls all the stars by their name. He upholds all things by the word of his power. Heaven and earth and all the vast galaxies, the innumerable stars, they all belong to him. And while we understand just a tiny fraction of how this physical universe operates and the other dimensions they say are existing, yet we know He is a God of love, and in the ages to come, we'll learn of His truths and of His mysteries, and He'll reveal to us the wonders of His creation. Praise God. God is adding revelation truth to His church as we need it, and He is doing that in this day. We're not leaving behind all the revealed truths of the past, as some would suppose or think, but we're just combining what has been revealed in past revivals to what God is doing today. Throughout the centuries, even throughout the last century, there were periods of time in which the Spirit of God chose to emphasize certain truths. Remember the beginning of the 20th century, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Azusa Street and other places in Wales across the world. We see God was bringing the revelation, the understanding of what it means to be filled with the Spirit as they were on the day of Pentecost. And then faith and healing and dominion, authority, and fivefold ministry. In various decades, He was bringing forth particular truths that the Holy Spirit would emphasize. And it's not that we're to cast out any of them, but He's building precept upon precept. He's giving added and increased revelation that we don't throw away what we've learned in the past, but added understanding and revelation is given to us. Many people, unfortunately, don't understand what God is doing today. And just unfortunately, as Jerusalem in the time that Jesus walked the face of the earth and before, what did they do? They stoned the prophets. They refused Jesus when He came. He came to His own and His own received Him not. Many are missing the visitation of God today. And beloved, if we miss our day of visitation, there's nothing left but judgment. And that's exactly, remember when Jesus cried over Jerusalem, He said, "Oh, how oft I would gather you as a hen her chicks, but you would not." And what happened, what he declared, there would be no stone left unturned, the temple would be sacked, and that's what occurred. Shortly after, in decades just following his earthly ministry, everything he said came to pass, and the Jews were dispersed. The entire city was ransacked by Rome, and they were dispersed throughout the nation. It wasn't until 1948 that they became a state again. Shall a nation be born in a day? Yes, a prophet has that, and indeed, yes, it was. We read in Luke 19:41-44, and when he approached, he saw the city, Jerusalem. He wept over it. Verse 22, saying, if you had known in this day, even you, the things which make for peace, but now they've been hidden from your eyes. For the day shall come upon you when your enemies will throw up a bank before you and surround you and hem you in on every side and will level you to the ground and your children within you. And they will not leave in you one stone upon another. And then he says, why? Because you did not recognize the time of your visitation. Jesus came to his own, and they received him not. And beloved, Jesus is visiting his own today. He's visiting his church. He's pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. But unfortunately, many are refusing his visitation. They're going to do it just the way they have done it. They refuse to be open to the Spirit of God. They're hung up in their denominations and their doctrines, and they're trying to discern the things of God with carnal understanding, and they're not hearing what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to his church. God granted humanity the wonderful capacity to communicate with him, but man would rather turn to their own devices to design their own terrible destinies. Amid death and decay, destruction and degeneration, man would lie and kill and sin and struggle selfishly to survive the awful darkness of his despair. God grieved deeply over Adam and Eve's fall, even though he knew it was coming, because he prepared, before the very creation of the earth, the plan of salvation was discussed in the Godhead, and Jesus was willing. And of course, he grieved deeply over Israel's backsliding. And today, he grieves deeply over humanity's rejection of his son, Jesus. Today, in this world and in this time in which we're living, God's most persistent and patient overtures to man is often rebuffed and ridiculed. There are those who are, you know, committed to the occult, committed to the ways of darkness. There are those who are just atheists and say, you know, God is dead, there is no God. But in spite of all this, in spite of what the world says, in spite of those who mock, in spite of those who ridicule, in spite of those who have belittled you because of your faith, because of your walk, nonetheless, God is true to his own glorious character, and he is getting ready to pour out his Spirit in a measure the human race has never seen. There have been prophetic words over the recent years, and it may not be a worldwide revival. It will sweep the world, but it may be in certain areas and locations, those who are willing to receive him. There are places, and for example, I heard in Tanzania, there's a Christian president, and there are areas where Christianity is revered and the people are being drawn into a healthier economic system. It's amazing. I remember years ago, I can't remember the name of the video, it was literally a video format, where revival was occurring somewhere in the Alaskan Inuit tribes, and where there were no caribou, where there had been drunkenness, where there had been sickness and disease and addictions and suicides. God was literally transforming the communities, and the suicides had stopped and the caribou were coming back. There was a total regeneration. I wish I could remember more of the details, but it was just absolutely thrilling to hear what happened when revival came, when God began to reveal himself to them. God gave a plan to rescue and redeem men from their destruction and the eternal destiny that belongs to Satan and the evil spirits. He sent Jesus to fulfill the law and thereby cause the veil to be rent, the veil of his flesh, the veil that is over the heart at the reading of Moses. Through Christ being unveiled as Savior, Healer, Deliverer, and Redeemer. In 1965, when my husband began this ministry, he named this ministry Unveiled Christ Ministries. And the theme song we play was written in 1916, The Unveiled Christ. And he sings it at the end of the broadcast. And those who are alienated from this Christ, oh, they can be restored to an intimate, vital, personal relationship with him. If you're listening to me now and perhaps you've never accepted Jesus, or the attractions of the world have taken you away, or perhaps personal problems, the cares of this world, and you're not where you should be, you're not walking with the Lord, you're bound by addictions and problems, and your life is really messed up, well, there's only one who can make something beautiful out of your life, and his name is Jesus. Pray with me now. Father, we thank you for your goodness. Father, you know every heart. You know, everyone who perhaps has confessed to be a Christian but never really has been born again, never really accepted Jesus as their personal Savior. It's all about a personal relationship with you. And Father, right now I pray they will open their heart to receive Jesus. They will repent of their sin and turn to you just by saying, Lord, I'm sorry, I give you my life, my heart, and I ask you to make me a new creature. And Lord, you will honor that sincere heart's cry. And those who are far off, those who've been backslid, those who are bound by the things of the flesh and habits and addictions, no matter what they are, Father, I rebuke the power of the enemy, the strongholds of the enemy on their lives. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, Lord, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And by the spoken word of faith, I command those strongholds to be broken, that your people shall be set free. And Father, they shall come to you and taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen and amen. Well, I could go on, but I must bring this broadcast to a close. I thank you for joining me. I love you with all of my heart. And I'm so grateful for the wonderful UCM partners, the spiritual family God has given me. And I thank you, radio audience. Some of you have never written, but if you feel that gentle tugging of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to obey him because he has a reason for doing so. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.